morning.
Good morning, my sister.
I can't believe we still are doing this in the mornings. Remember when the mornings used to be like a special edition of this?
Yeah, and then we are now, maybe like an evening one will be a special edition this season.
Whenever the fuck that happens.
We'll do an evening one with our Pink Whitney again, because that was the vibe last
year. OG. Season.
Now we're professionals. We have our coffee.
Now we're grown ups and we're tired and we have coffee.
Now we're nearing our quarter life crisis.
Oh God, I'm already there.
Wow, guys, hockey is officially back. Oh my goodness.
Still laughing.
Don't laugh at me. That's so rude.
Quarter life crisis. Of course I'm going to laugh. It's hilarious.
Hockey is officially back last night.
Finally.
Technically last night we had the first two openers of the season. But NHL media team is a flop this week. Flop of the week is NHL.
Flop of the week.
Because, oh my gosh, the official season openers was Nashville versus San Jose in Prague, okay? Which we mentioned last week. And no one on the NHL media was saying anything about it. Everyone was like, oh, it's hockey night on the, what was last night? The 11th? On the 11th, it's official hockey night. Hockey's
back. The ref said it as he dropped the puck for Golden Knights. Yeah. And I was like, oh, cute. Like,
games. They were like, welcome back to hockey, blah, blah, blah. And then they dropped the puck. And I was like, sister, we're already back. We've already had two games.
Not to some people. That's the real kicker. We couldn't even fucking watch it.
I know. So I was super frustrated. I literally spent all morning on Saturday trying to figure out how to watch those games. When I tell you, like, I was going on so many, like, illegal streaming sites. I was
love doing that.
Making subscriptions to Fubo TV. Like, I was doing everything that I could.
Did you try like YouTube TV? Did that work?
Nothing. Literally nothing was working.
That's I got us to watch like Lundqvist, like Jersey retirement. Yeah. Exactly, YouTube TV, and then cancel it the next day.
Literally. I made a free trial for Fubo TV. I went on there. The game was there. I was like, hell yeah. I click on it and it starts loading and then it stops and a notice popped up and it was like, this is blacked out in your area. And I was like, well, then
this is why we play NHL like in North America.
I was so mad.
Why?
I was so frustrated. Like, I really wanted to watch those games. Cause for one thing, it's in Prague. How freaking cool is that?
Weren't you there this summer?
No, I didn't make it to Prague.
Barrett went there.
I know. It's on my list to go.
He got me a mug from it. I think it's over there in my like.
It's on my list. I really want to go, but I just didn't have the time this summer. Yeah, but I really wanted to watch
so much more.
Yeah, I saw pretty much everything else. So, but
it was so weird because, like, here's the thing. I don't think the marketing team for the NHL did a good job with this because, like, I completely forgot about it until you fucking said it. I didn't see anything about it anywhere. You had to remind me.
And the way I told pretty much everyone that I know that watches hockey, I told them about these games months ago when they announced them. Yeah. They were like, oh, by the way, like Sharks and Predators are going to be doing their preseason and their game openers, their season openers abroad. I was like, that is so freaking cool. My sister just moved to London. I was like, Lily, you should see like about tickets. You should see to go. Like, that would be so cool.
Was she able to watch it?
I don't know. I didn't ask her, and her in-laws are in town, so I don't think she did.
Aww,
but I know. Shout out to Lily. And
I haven't heard from her.
Yeah. But I was just, like, so frustrated with the NHL media team for not capitalizing on that, because that was the whole point. This is the first time that they were able to bring back, like, this international thing since
COVID. It's been fucking ages.
It's been ages, so why not?
And now that we have all this, like, not that it wasn't modern before, but, like, more modern technology and streaming services and all this other shit, you'd think you'd be able to watch it from over here.
Yeah, you'd think.
What's the point?
This is kind of a big deal. We're bringing back this international thing. Let's maybe, like, talk about it. Maybe, like, advertise
Promote
it.
Promote it.
maybe let people
maybe it's because they knew that no one here could watch it and they were like, oh well, didn't work out how we wanted it to. Like,
I guess, yeah. But like, why not make sure that your fans can watch
it? I know. They really, listen.
It really flopped.
Gary Bettman fumbled the bag.
Flop of the week. Flop behavior all around. Not a fan. But true. What wasn't a flop, though, was Cody Glass in that second game. Okay, so the two game, the clips that I saw of the game were really, really good, if I'm honest. Fights on fights. So Cody Glass is not the only one who got into his first fight. Let's talk about that for a second. His first fight.
He was so cute about it.
But also in the first game, Mark Borowiecki, I think is how you pronounce
it. Close. You just spent like 2 minutes listening to how to pronounce his name.
I'm trying to be better. I'm really trying to be better.
Nothing will ever top Yermer, though.
Yermer.
Love him. Anyways.
I still can't pronounce it. He got into a fight as well. And that was really cool. They kind of put it on their social media. They were like, I guess his nickname is Borocop. I was like, okay, work. Like, I thought that was funny. Yeah.
But nothing will top Cody Glass in his first fight. And he was so adorable.
He was so cute.
He got a 5-minute major. And
Cody had no clue what he was doing, though. He didn't even drop his gloves. Can we talk about that?
Oh, I know. It's so I love him. Okay. But deadass.
Floundering.
I know. And he said it afterwards. They filmed him in the locker room, like literally right after. He was like, oh my God, my dad's going to be pissed. I passed out. I probably looked like an idiot. Oh my God. And he was like, wait, did I actually get a 5? Like, how funny would it be if I got a 2 and I'm just like in here?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. But the way that he was like, oh, my dad's going to be pissed. I was like, dude,
honestly, he's probably in the stands, like screaming out of joy. Like, he's probably like, fuck yeah, Cody, let's go.
Yeah.
Most supportive dad ever.
That was so cute.
Love him.
Shout out to Cody Glass for getting his first NHL fight.
To him. Carson sent me that video. And I responded to it and I was like, all right, so many things just happened.
Yeah. Also, I can't, like a list.
I did. Because I was like, I got to organize the thoughts. But like, oh my God, he looked so freaking grown up. But I was like, oh my God, you're fighting people.
I know.
It's so cute.
So cute.
He looks like a real grown up now.
I will say, as like a Vegas fan, Vegas fans really miss Cody Glass. Like,
oh my God.
That's not even like, I'm not just saying that because I personally miss it. No, like when I was scrolling through comments, every Vegas Golden Knights fan was in there saying like, oh my God, we miss you, kid. Like, so glad you're in Nashville. Like, as a Vegas fan, I miss you, but I'm so proud of you in Nashville. Like, it was just like, all of the Vegas fans were in Nashville's comments. I was like, this is so cute. I kind of love when other fans are in other teams, like, comments in support of something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll put that little like asterisk there, but in support of whatever it is. Cause like, especially with something like that, we only had Cody Glass for like, what, 2 years? A year, like a year and a half, really. Like, we didn't have.
I want to say like 2 years because we drafted him.
I believe it was 2 years, but he was
back and forth with the game. Not me, sorry. Jeez, it's early. Golden Knights drafted him.
Yeah.
First game, first goal.
Yeah, he was back and forth
with roommates
a bit. So,
now the roommates.
We didn't have him long. And
enough to make a difference.
Exactly. But, and also for enough of that time, he was injured. So it's like, we really didn't get
the poor guy. It was like the tail end of it that he was really injured.
Oh yeah.
But like,
so I was really glad to see Vegas fans like rally behind him.
That's because he's an actual fucking angel.
Because he's so cute.
He's so cute. I feel like, honestly, if he was still in Vegas, we would all be best friends. Okay.
I have several reasons for that.
But also, we are literally like the same people.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed that. We really are.
I really, if there's anyone in the NHL world that I could be besties with, it would be
Glass. Pretty Glass. It's amazing. It's amazing. And then like, I miss him.
Yeah. Oh, and then so the other
cool statement, I miss him.
The other cool thing about, you know, these season openers in Prague, Predators won both, so screw the Sharks.
Oh, Cody Glass, we love you.
A legend.
Good job.
Exactly.
You did good.
You did good, kid. So then moving on to the official home openers.
Indeed. I thought we were going to do like news first.
I forgot that we were. I fully forgot that we were doing that.
That's amazing.
Do we need to like...
Want to keep going or...
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, let's go.
I know
what we're going to end with. I know what we're going to end with and it's going to be great. Okay, keep going.
Keep going with games.
Got it. I got it. Yes, keep going with the games. I'm on it. I have a plan.
Big apologies.
It's cool. I'll end it on a fun note.
Okay, do you want to edit any of this?
I think that's hilarious. So honestly, no.
Okay, thank God. On it. For anyone listening, this clusterfuck that just happened, I fully forgot the structure of what we were talking about this episode.
We talked about this
right here, and it's all
before I hit record.
All of this is out of order. I was supposed to start with section two. I started with section one. So, for anyone who's curious, it is just now 8 a.m. I woke up at 6:30. We're crushing it.
You did better than me. My alarm went off at 5:30 and then I made the mistake of getting back into bed and I got out of bed at 7:20 and I was like, oh, waffles sound so good right now. And then I was like, oh fuck, I gotta get on the computer. Like,
bitch, when you texted me, I forgot we were doing this. You texted me. I had to take Ricky to the airport. Shout out Ricky.
Oh, I love Ricky.
I had to take Ricky to the airport and then I got home and I was like, well, I have to feed a dog in like an hour. I'm dog sitting. So I was like, I have to feed the dog in like an hour. Let me like go clean. And I literally started, I was cleaning my toilet. I was cleaning my mirrors.
You're
like,
out here being productive as fuck.
I was cleaning.
I'm over here complaining because I can't make waffles in time before I have to go to work.
Well, when you texted me that, I was like, do I have time to make an egg? And I like popped downstairs. I like grabbed my coffee. I started putting dishes away. I made myself yogurt. Like, I had a weird ass morning.
Dude, that's fucking amazing.
So, as you can imagine,
I'm so proud of you.
This out of order because I am not here.
That's so awesome.
That's so funny. I truly apologize. I'm just going to keep going. Rangers versus Lightning.
Dude, Rangers hockey is back.
Okay, that was...
You know how excited everyone is? Just ask our good friend Avery Zaretsky.
Yes. So this is super funny. Avery and I were talking about this before we started recording. I was watching the first period and a half of the game. You caught the end of the game.
The tail end. Yep. Yeah.
Tell you the opening, I loved it. First of all, they had a killer baritone singing the national anthem, which I don't remember his name, but wow, he crushed it. Second, Rangers came out and they said, fuck the Lightning. Literally like the first half, I would say the first like 10 minutes of the first period was spent in Lightning's end. Like, Rangers were like not letting them get into, you know, their zone. It was on. I was really happy with that. I was like, hell yeah. And then good old Mika.
This motherfucker. I'm convinced. I say this every time he scores. Every time, because he always comes through. I text Carson. I was like, this dude is literally fucking magic. And it's in his hair. And I can't explain how or why. Well, but that is the reason.
Yep.
This motherfucker specifically said, fuck Tampa.
I know. It was so...
Get out of the garden. Like, it was amazing.
When he scored that first... He opened the score.
Yeah, I did.
He opened the goals.
Yeah, he did.
Then Tampa scored one as well. But then Mika said...
Then he was like, not in my house.
We're not doing this tonight. Mika said, fuck you twice.
Honestly,
he got the first.
He went for the last one. He went for a third with the empty net and just barely missed it. And I was like, oh my God, I was like, gonna have a heart attack.
Yeah. But literally, like him opening the scoring for technically the whole season.
Appropriate.
Both goals.
Appropriate.
Iconic. Appropriate.
Elite.
Legend behavior. Yep.
What's that Lady Gaga quote?
Iconic. Never been done before. Totally unique.
Yes, that.
I say that all the time.
Only if you put like a GIF in a podcast, it's like, put it right here. This is the one.
But yeah, I thought that was a great game. What did you think of the end of the game?
End of the game. Awesome.
Awesome.
They put so much fucking pressure on him, on Vasilevskiy.
Yeah.
Dude, even I was like, boy's about to be like walking out of here with his tail between his legs. Like he was not looking at anybody. He was like this. Literally like fucking blinders on. Don't look at me. Like camera was on him too. And I was like, oh God. Oh no. He's got to be feeling it.
You ready for the GIF? Talented, brilliant, incredible, amazing, show-stopping.
Yes!
Spectacular, never the same, totally unique, completely not never ever been done before.
Mika! Mika!
So that's what we're referencing. Exactly. All of you curious at home with sunglasses. Oh, hell yeah.
Amazing.
I didn't realize this because, like I said, I wasn't watching the end of the game, but both season openers with Rangers and Lightning, Knights versus Kings, mm-hmm. both ended with empty nets.
I know. I love it. You love to see it. We're back. One almost ended in overtime, but we're not there yet.
True.
But yeah, Rangers hockey's back. I'm fucking psyched. I am going to a game next weekend.
So oh, fun.
Fucking excited. Rangers versus Blue Jackets in New York.
Ooh.
I know it's going to be fun. I'm going to have to track down Zaretsky and be like, hey, remember me?
Remember me?
<King Quinn?
laughs> Oh, that'll be so fun. I want to make it like my life mission to like
go to the Garden. I know.
Well, a game in every single arena.
People do that. That's awesome. That'd be so fun.
People do that for baseball too. And I'm like, okay, I kind of get it now. I'm like, yeah, I didn't get it before, but now I get it. Like watching other games, I'm like, I want to be there.
It's so fun. Well, at some point this year, we're going to make Toronto happen.
Oh my, that would literally.
What's that fucking arena? I'm blanking.
Ooh, I'm really bad with names. I didn't even know that LA's arena was called crypto.com.
It was Staples Center and they renamed it. Do you not remember that?
That's what I thought. I was like, I don't ever.
And now everyone, you walk in. I was just there for a concert. You walk in and the intro little voiceover thing is like, welcome to crypto.com arena. And I was like, yo, this is unnatural.
Scotiabank.
Oh, they're the ones with Scotiabank.
They're the ones with Scotiabank.
Oopsies. Anyways, I'm sure we're going to make that happen this season.
I hope so.
I think we can. You know, work schedules pending. I think we can.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to make any promises.
No, but like, we'll coordinate.
I think that would be so fun.
We've been so good at that so far, but.
This is going to sound so weird. But it's been a couple years, like, of me putting on my bucket list to at go to Canada. Yes. And I know that that's, like, random.
Sorry, that sounds aggressive, but, like, why?
No, I know. And this is going to sound so nerdy, but it was in a book that I read. And I was like, oh, now I really want to go to Canada.
What book was it?
It was a romance.
You'll have to text me what fucking book this is later. This is hilarious. I got to know now.
So cute. It was so, so cute. They went to Quebec. So it wasn't even it wasn't hockey related at all.
How was that? Okay.
It's not relevant.
Okay. It's not.
All of this irrelevant. So.
Anyways, we're going to figure out when we can go to Toronto.
Yes.
It'll be fun. It'll be great.
I'll
be Austin Matthews in person.
Yes. Knights versus Kings.
Game two.
Knights win. That was fun. Hey. Oh, Rangers won 3-1.
Absolutely, they did.
Knights won.
Krampa.
Knights won. What was the final score?
4-3.
Knights. 4-3. Thank you. I was like, I know it was.
And it was with like 20 seconds left. Listen, they picked up the intensity in the second and third. I personally felt. Did you watch the whole game?
I was listening to it. I didn't get to
watch it. I was like, I know you did. So you stopped texting me during it. So I was like, I can't tell if she's watching or not. So
I was listening to it on my phone. I was helping Ricky pack.
Aw. Roomies.
Exactly. I was helping my roomie pack for his 2-week trip.
So it's weird that I don't have someone to do that anymore. I think about that all the time. I'm like, damn, Sally's not here.
Unrelated. So I was listening.
This is what our life is like. This is how we just act on the daily. Yeah. Billion tangents. But, I personally felt like first period wasn't as strong of a start as expected.
Can we talk about though how Kessel got the first penalty?
Kessel is quickly becoming a fucking icon.
Like officially got the first penalty.
Iconic behavior.
him getting the first penalty in the preseason of like our first home game of the preseason, I already was like, all right, that's iconic. Yeah. And then I think I talked about this last week. He kind of flew under the radar for me. I didn't really see
him. Well, it was also preseason, you know, he's probably not putting in 100% either. Just trying to figure it all out, adjust, you know.
And we talked about that. So then last night I was like, okay, no, I kind of see the hype now. I kind of get it. I'm kind of with it.
Hustle is a fucking force. That, and listen, he won me over the second that the Knights gave him a birthday cake and it had hot dogs all over it. And I was like, oh, I'm fucking in. I am in. Let's do it.
But yeah, I thought, I will say, for getting the first penalty, I was happy with that. I was like, all
right, not even mad. You're going to take one at some point. Just do it now. Get it over with. Who cares?
Exactly. And then, of course, Kings opened the scoring, which, but they did it.
So, but, you know, they're the Kings. I was kind of shocked at their play yesterday. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect that.
I don't know. I agree with what you said. Like, Knights came out harder in the second and the third.
Yeah, it's like they kind of got their legs the first period.
Yeah.
Took their intermission, came back, and were like, all right, we got it out of the way. Nerves are gone. Let's keep going.
Kings definitely brought it in the first, I would say.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, first goal of the season for the Golden Knights, Johnny Marshy.
Yes.
I would expect no one else.
So happy about that. Well, what was funny about that, I was watching on my phone with the ESPN app. And literally, like, I was behind in the streaming and like everything was glitching.
And so I hate when that happens.
I quit out of it. And as I quit out of it and immediately goal by Jonathan Marchessault, I was like, you've got to be shitting me. It's like, are you?
You're like, why does this happen to us?
I was like, why? Of all times for all of that to be happening right then. Okay. So anyways. Yes, Johnny Marshy started out the scoring for Golden Knights. I didn't even pay attention. Who started out the scoring for the Kings?
Ooh.
That was
someone, I can't remember his name.
Someone with the name of.
I couldn't even tell you who scored the other two for the Kings. Like, that's, I don't remember.
Okay, here we go. First period. Velarde. That's what it was.
Oh, that's why I don't remember.
And then, so the other goals for the Kings were Kempe, fuck him.
Oh, ew.
And Kaliev, I believe is how you pronounce his name.
Okay. I will say, Fiala did like nothing in that game, and I was kind of shocked.
I was shocked by that too.
I expected more.
The preseason game that we played against them here at home.
Golden Knights. Yes.
Yeah, sorry. Golden Knights played here at home.
I'm sorry. We're getting better at it.
Kempe was, or not Kempe. Fiala.
Fiala.
Was like, penalty, you know, he scored, then penalty. Like, it was like he was kind of on fire, and I was a little bit like, oh man, like maybe him moving from Minnesota to LA
really helped the Kings.
Really helped. Like,
you know what? Logically, you think it will, and maybe he is still trying to like get it together because it was the first regular season game yesterday. Yeah. But it's like he wasn't even out there. Boy was not producing.
I was shocked. Just given his preseason performance, I was like, oh, wow. Like, he's going to come out and he's going to fucking do the damn thing. Mm-hmm. And then he came out and I was like, flop? Flop behavior? Flop. Little bit of a flop.
That's good. A little bit. So,
but yeah, our other goals. So obviously first one, we said Johnny Marshy. Of course, then Jack Eichel brought us up by one.
Love.
And then it was LA that was chasing us, which I love.
Our third was Carlson.
Carlson and then Stone finished it out.
Mark Stone. Listen, and here's the thing. Here's what got me about that last goal is that there was around 45, 47 seconds left in the game. And
it was scored at 19 minutes and 30.
But so right before that, at like 47-ish, 45, the Kings were holding the puck behind their net and just waiting. Like, they wanted to run the clock out. And I'm sitting here screaming. I was like, and I've seen refs be like, you have to move it. Like, what the fuck are you doing? And no one was saying a word. I was like, you can't. He sat there for maybe 10, 15 seconds. That is a long ass time in a hockey game. So I'm sitting here. And then, of course, the second they moved it, there comes Mark Stone. And I was like, good. Thank you. Fuck you guys. This is why you don't keep the puck back there. Fucking play it. You guys could have scored in that time if you wanted to, but you didn't.
I'm going to backtrack us just a second because I just remembered something that I wanted to touch on with the Rangers versus Lightning.
Yes.
Earlier on, I believe it was in the first or the second, and this was something that I wasn't watching at the moment that it happened. There were some really bad line changes.
Oh,
like, for Rangers? Really bad. Yeah. Some real, well, it was kind of both, but like it either almost led to Lightning scoring first. Actually, it almost led to Lightning scoring first. Some really bad line changes. And so I was curious because I wasn't
watching too many men, because I saw that Stamkos had a shot at what was it? It was like a 5-on-3 for Lightning, and he took oh God.
That actually was kind of fun. There was a penalty. There were two penalties on this one play. Okay. And I don't remember who it was on. I know that I don't remember who it was that was in the box, but yeah, I was driving at that moment. So all of that, like, it went into a 5-on-3, but this was before.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
First.
Then no fucking ESPN. Like, I love how he didn't score, and yet ESPN was like, guys, they sent a whole notification. I'm like, did he take the shot? I was like, I don't care. He didn't
care.
Did he?
Yeah.
Move on.
It was fun, but I was curious because I wasn't fully watching the Knights versus Kings game. I was just listening. Mm-hmm. How were the line changes? Like, because at least for that game, like, it almost led to some scoring opportunities. With Knights versus Kings, it seemed okay. I feel like Knights sometimes,
most of the time it was fine. I think there were a few probably in the first period that it was like a little bit slower.
Yeah. So that's what it was. Thankfully it wasn't.
I didn't pay too much attention to it, but yeah.
Okay. So it was nothing
terrible, I think.
Because I feel like sometimes we can have that issue where we're not, like, we've had a couple, like, too many men on the ice. Knights have had a couple
Like,
on the ice, or things like that. But, like, Rangers were,
close calls, you know, but we caught.
Yeah, there's really close calls. So I'm hoping that's something that that Knights are going to work on this season. And Rangers kind of need to, they pulled it together, obviously. They won. But kind of have to work on that, at least for the first period. So.
Yeah.
Anyways. That was all backtracking, but
all good. It's still relevant, but yeah, Kings kind of pissed me off at the end.
Yeah,
they did. It's okay, you want overtime that badly? Great. Then you still got to play. You can't just stand there for 45 fucking seconds. Was that what you're planning to do? It sure looked like it.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous. And then he tried to go back out, and then came back, and then stayed there. And I was like, that doesn't count.
Yeah, that's not how that works.
But,
I'm surprised
it was Mark Stone who was standing right there, and he was like, dude.
I'm surprised that the refs weren't saying anything.
I know. Normally they do. And I saw the guy, and I was like, he's just standing there.
Especially for a game, season opener. Move the puck. Come on.
Literally. It's like, that's complete bullshit.
Actually play the game.
I was sitting here. I literally was screaming, obscenities at my TV. I was like, this is ridiculous. It's the first game. You really want overtime that badly? Then fucking you. And here's the thing. It's like, yeah, you want overtime? Sure. Don't hold it there. Because honestly, if you really tried, scored in that time. That's plenty of time.
Just try. Just actually.
Even if you brought it over into the Golden Knights zone, you could still keep it over there and try to keep it in for 30 more seconds.
Exactly.
Or just fucking ice it. There's so many other options.
There were so many ways to go about that. That the refs would have accepted, but the fact that the refs weren't saying anything of him just standing there.
No, I was like, dude,
really?
Literally somewhere on a mic'd up thing on YouTube. I remember seeing, because one time, don't remember what team, don't remember what player, but he was holding it behind the net the exact same way. And the ref was like, you can't do that. You got to move it. And he was like, I can do what I want. And then he finally moved it. But
That seems right for a hockey player.
Right? It was fucking hilarious.
I can do what I want.
I'm not going to lie. He's like, I can do what I want. And he's like, no.
You're not my new mom.
So funny. Oh my gosh. Games were really, really sick. Today, there's 5 or 6 games.
Yeah.
Well done.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games today.
Yes.
You want to hear what they are?
I wrote them down at work, and then I don't have them with me.
So
hit the highlight reel, and then we'll see which we're excited about.
We've got Bruins versus Capitals, Kraken versus Ducks.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Blue Jackets versus Hurricanes,
Okay.
Leafs versus Canadiens, Blackhawks versus Avalanche. Oof. And Canucks versus Oilers.
The Blackhawks aren't even a real team anymore. I'm convinced. No. I'm convinced. I literally saw, what was it I saw? Like, if you could sell an entire NHL team and not make, and like not.
You sent me that.
Like, yeah, I did. I think that was the phrasing. It's like, if you could just get rid of any team for any reason at all, who would it be and why would it be the Blackhawks? Yeah. I was like, honestly, fair.
Facts. Honestly, truth.
True.
So yeah, that's the lineup for today.
I'm excited about Leafs and Habs. That's going to be intense. It always is. And then Ducks and Kraken.
That one's going to be so fun.
I'm so ready.
For a second.
Trevor Zegras to mock the fucking troll.
Okay. Yeah. They're Kraken's mascot. They really could have gone.
You could have gone so many different directions. It could have been like a fish. It could have been an actual fucking octopus. It could have been like the thing from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, I was picturing like a crab, or not a crab, a squid. not a crab. Fuck.
The thing from Pirates of the Caribbean, like the squid face, you know?
The character, he has a name. Hold on.
I don't remember.
Yes, it could, well.
That's what I was thinking. Something similar, not the exact same. Obviously, it's like a copyright, but dude, and you end up with a fucking troll with a tramp stamp? Are you shitting me? Dude, the dude has an anchor tattooed on his little mascot ass.
That's so funny because I also have an anchor tattooed on my wrist.
Not on my wrist. It's not on your wrist, you don't. Like, I took you to get that. No, you don't. That's so funny. But I'm so disappointed. I can't wait. I want a cage match between Gritty and this fucking troll.
I literally looked up Pirates of the Caribbean squid face.
Davy Jones. Yeah. See? It's perfect.
That
you guys could have had there were so many opportunities. And here's
the thing. I'm sure people said the same thing about Golden Knights when they
Gila monster came
out with a lizard, which Gila monster, we know, but when they came out with a lizard, they were like, how the fuck does that relate?
I'll never forget when someone tweeted and said that Chance looks like a cut up mango. Because they had Colin Miller read the tweet. They were doing like a mean tweet thing. And I was like, this is really funny.
I forgot about that.
Miller was like, wait, what's mango? And so they gave him a mango and he's like, oh, I like mango. And I was like, wait, this is so cute.
But like,
oh my God. Side note, Colin Miller got married.
Aw, congrats to Colin Miller.
He was so cute. I saw pictures. I love him. Anyways.
But it is just funny to me when like teams, they have like a clear, you know, like you would
think. It's right there. It is right there.
This is what your mascot could be. And then they pull out Gritty or they pull out like a troll. And it's like, what?
I would have like Flyers. They could have done like a bird or some shit.
No clue. I have no clue what the history behind the Flyers name is. I have no clue what that history is. I'm gonna have to look that up because I really would love to know how Gritty relates to that. At least with like,
it doesn't.
I will say at least with like, what team is it?
Yes, Gritty isn't it.
With Lightning, isn't their mascot is like, huh?
It's like a lightning bug or some shit.
Yeah,
that's the joke because it's like a glow bug or whatever the fuck they call.
That like logically, I'm like,
oh, something, and I think it has glow in the name. I don't know.
That was Bolt.
I don't fucking know. Maybe I have no idea. Anyway, it probably is, and I am
excited about
Tampa.
I'm excited about that game though to see Trevor Zegras versus Matty Beniers.
Ooh,
that's gonna be good. I really hope that they're out on the ice at the same time because that's going
to
be.
You know, they're going to have to be. I kind of wish that, like, I need to know when the Ducks play the Flyers because that's going to be the most intense bullshit you've ever seen in your life. Because Tortorella hates Trevor Zegras with, like, the force of 1,000 suns.
Like, a passion.
Literally. No, it's amazing. Literally. Someone made fun of it too. And in case you're not on hockey Twitter, you need to get there because it's amazing. And it's so fucking funny all the time.
Me, I'm not.
I know. And I keep you in the loop because I run our account. But someone literally, it's created so many jokes, just how much Torts hates Zegras. because he thinks he's too flashy and too cocky, and hockey's not about all these tricks, and the lacrosse, he fucking hates the lacrosse goal. It's a whole thing. Dude, yeah. Sports already had the team bag skating. It's a fucking new age over there. Oof. Flyers are going to have, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I just thought about that because when they play the Ducks, it's like all hell is going to break loose and I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. No, the games tonight, I think.
They don't play today, but I just thought about that because Flyers are also playing today. Aren't they?
No.
They're playing tomorrow.
Yeah, I believe they're playing tomorrow.
I looked at this whole week and I just got confused, but.
They're playing against the Devils.
It's going to be sick. What?
Tomorrow. They're playing against the Devils tomorrow.
Oh, fuck.
That's going to be funny.
Great. I kind of hope the Devils beat them.
I know. I kind of.
Because then we get a, and then like off the rails towards press conference.
Yeah.
Whenever he loses, he hates talking about it. Literally one time, there's a whole compilation of it. I'm going to send it to you because you're going to die. The dude is literally like, so like someone's asking him. So like, what do you think you could do better? He's like, I don't know. Ask them. And then another time he's like, I'm not telling you that. I'm not answering that. Give me a different question. Like he's fucking so off the rails.
Unhinged. Just completely unhinged.
He really is. He really is.
I kind of love that for him though.
It's like literally he got in a fight with the other team in their own tunnel.
Jeez.
This is the dude coaching the Flyers, which is why he fits in Philly, but I'm interested to see what's going to happen with the team, especially since within the first week, he made them bag skate for like an hour.
Okay. So you're most excited for Flyers to play against the Ducks?
Yes. At some point, whenever the fuck it happens.
You don't play against the Ducks until like January.
What?
I know. I'm
why looking. Why couldn't that have been the opening for this fucking season? Just set it off on like a fantastic note.
I'm looking at their schedule. They don't play them.
That is the most like miss. Gary Bettman is fumbling back all over again.
January 2nd, they play the Ducks. And then again.
That could be in California.
Yeah. January 2nd. And then.
We're field tripping.
And then Ducks.
I got work on the 1st. We're going the 2nd.
And then they play again in Philadelphia on the 17th.
Oh, amazing.
But they also.
We're going. I will be there. Mark my words.
I was just going to say, they don't play Kraken either until February. And they play them back to back.
I feel like their Kraken's going to get destroyed. I don't know.
Yeah. Anger
of torts. Like it could just. The Flyer season is going to go like extreme high or extreme low. And I don't know which one it's going to be.
They're such a wild card right now. Like.
And it's going to be interesting.
I love how we didn't even plan on talking about this.
We really didn't. I just got so excited because you mentioned Ducks and Trevor Zegers. And I was like, wait a minute.
No, wait a minute.
This should have been the NHL opening game. Trevor Zegers versus John Tortorella cage match.
But what is today? Today's the 12th. I love that Kraken and Ducks are playing.
I think it'll be fun.
As a home opener for the Ducks, I think that's pretty fun.
I thought it was in Seattle. Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
No, that is, it's in Anaheim.
Yeah.
Although their arena is just slightly off. They gave me a straw with my beer. Do you know how weird that is?
Honda Center is.
Yeah. That's Anaheim.
Yeah. So yeah, I think
that's a nice arena, but they gave me a straw with my beer. It was weird. I'll never let that go.
Who do you think is going to open the opening or the
scoring? Yeah. Open the oven. We're having a great morning.
I need to keep drinking more coffee because
I'm like, mine's almost empty. I'm like, I need another, but I can't get up from here and you'll hear my Nespresso. So
who do you think is going to open the scoring for Ducks versus Anaheim?
Oh, Ducks for
sure. Oh my God.
I'm keeping all of this.
Kraken. No, you should. Kraken. Who do you think? I, you understand the question?
I answered it. I said Ducks. You Kraken. Said Ducks versus Anaheim. And I was like, Ducks, because I knew. I missed this. Did you miss this summer? Because I did.
Welcome to the Kraken Hour.
This is like the whole Where's Detroit energy. Oh my God. This is your Where's Detroit.
This is, what is the name? Yermer Yager?
Remember? Oh my god.
Anyways,
Ducks are going to open scoring. Right. I got a solid feeling. And if I want to be real solid, I'm gonna say Troy Terry. Obviously, we'll find out by the time this is released. We are recording this on a Wednesday. We're dropping it this Friday.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be ballsy and say Troy Terry, first goal for the Ducks. We fucking love Troy Terry.
I love that as a prediction. I didn't have like
a person. I just thought about it for a second and I was like, honestly, I'm feeling it.
Well, I was hoping you would have a person because I...
Normally I don't, you know?
Yeah.
Like Kraken, I could not... Actually...
If I had to choose someone from Kraken, I would say either...
Beniers or
Tanev.
Oh, see, I was going to say Beniers or Burakovsky.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. I haven't been paying attention to how he's been gelling with the Kraken. But I know he went there willingly. And he's a fucking producer, so.
I will say, I'm pretty sure, who was it? Jordan Eberle? He was one of their top scorers last year.
Oh, God. I love Eberle.
So I guess it could be him. I really would love to see Beniers get a goal, though, at least.
Oh, of course.
He went into, if I had to choose someone for Calder, like, prediction right now, I would say Beniers. Bold statement.
Oh, shit.
Bold statement.
Oh, shit. You know what I heard yesterday? What? Is that Logan Thompson is still eligible for the Calder this year.
Yes. Because last year,
like, oh, he's in the running. And I was like, oh, God.
Last year wasn't his rookie season. This is technically his rookie season.
So fucking annoying. He's too old for that.
I know. But
amongst other things.
I personally don't see him.
No, he's not going to win.
Being a finalist for
the. He's not going to win.
I just don't. There's so many other rookies on other teams that are way more, like, I don't know, just kind of like talked about.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I really.
Think starters. Are you kidding?
Beniers, for one thing, like, he is talked about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a feeling.
I have a question.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to say his name wrong. I know. Brendan Brisson?
Oh, yeah.
How do you say his last name?
I thought it was Brisson.
Brisson. That's what I thought, but I'm also like, I don't know because it's spelled just normally.
That's how you're asking me how to pronounce his name.
I know. It never happens. Yeah, especially for something else. Yeah. But because he got called down to the minors again, should he get the call up at some point this season, does that mean he'll be eligible?
So here's my thing. I was thinking
about that.
I personally don't know the exact ins and outs of it, but I feel like if you're one of those floaters that goes back and forth,
yeah,
are you not eligible? Like, because you're not on the full-time roster.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why Logan Thompson wasn't eligible for it last year.
Yeah, because he did get called up a few times.
Yeah, he was sent back and forth.
Yeah.
So he wasn't on like the full, I mean, he was on the roster, but
not until like officially until playoffs because injury.
Right.
Other injuries, not his, but you know what? Now that we're saying it out loud, that makes sense. I just had to ask about it because I know he's been a big name.
Yeah.
But he did just get sent down.
Yeah. So that's my thinking of it. I'm like, okay, if you're floating back and forth, this isn't your rookie season. If you're on the roster, that's your rookie season, I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense. Cause like Sider, he was Zegras.
I really would have to look at that and make sure that I'm correct on that.
Honestly, I think that's it. Now that we say it, I'm like, yeah, that does sound.
It makes sense to
and
me.
Familiar.
Yeah. It makes sense to me. Like that. You're not getting all the playing time that other people are, that are on the full roster that are having their rookie season. So if you were eligible to, I don't know, I think you have to hit a certain amount of playing time minutes, I'm sure.
Yeah. That's fair. Okay. I just had to think about that real quick because I know his name's been tossed around a lot.
Yeah.
But he literally this week was sent back down. I was like, oh, damn. And I only realized that at a certain work event. And I was like, oh, shit.
Like they've talked about him so much that I'm surprised that they sent him back down.
Yeah. I don't know. It could just be gelling with other players, or, you know, how the lines end up. I don't know. Lots of things. But I wouldn't be surprised if he got a call up sometime this season.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. He's going to be
probably going to be on like the list of like the handful that just go back and forth. Probably going to be. Yeah.
Work. Wow.
So it's a big fucking opening day.
And today it's just going to be even bigger.
So much more. Oh my God. We're finally back to like routine.
I know.
Last year.
Like Thursday. Dude, Thursday has like 7 games.
Amazing.
On the lineup. Friday only has 4, so that's lame, but flop behavior.
Gary Bettman.
Get it together. I love it. All right. Now should we hit news and the depressing shit?
Yeah. So this is related to last week's. If you listened. If you didn't, go back. Go listen to it.
Yeah.
But I promise we'll end on a fun note.
Yeah.
Literally, I promise we'll end on something hilarious, but we do have to talk about this first because we did discuss it last week.
Yeah.
There has been news on the Hockey Canada front.
Yeah. And
it's a doozy.
It's a doozy.
Dude, I was shocked.
I was honestly kind of like, great. Like, we should have seen this coming. Like, it's kind of long over.
It happened sooner than I would expect it to. I think that's why I was so surprised.
Yes, but also I feel like it's long overdue.
Yes. Oh, of course it is. But as of yesterday was it? Mm-hmm. Yesterday, the entire board of directors for Hockey Canada is resigning. And this does follow a couple days after Andrea Skinner, the girl who we actually talked about her last time, she resigned on her own. And then a couple days later, the entire board it was announced as planning on resigning.
So there were a couple of statements.
Oh, there were? I didn't read that. Okay.
Kind of just.
Yeah.
Like, explaining what entire board of directors entailed.
Yeah.
In a media statement, the sports organization confirmed that effective immediately, the chief executive officer, Scott Smith, is leaving. The statement says that an interim management committee. Hey,
morning.
An interim management committee will be put in place until a newly constituted board appoints a new CEO to lead the organization. A virtual election is scheduled for December 17th, and the current board will not seek re-election.
Obviously. Good.
In recent days, and we kind of talked about this a little bit last time, is how sponsors were pulling out, but this is kind of a list. In recent days, major sponsors, including Bauer, Nike, Tim Hortons, Canadian Tire, Esso and Telus, have cut ties with Hockey Canada permanently have withdrawn funding for men's hockey this season.
Dang. Last I checked, Nike and Bauer and EA Sports, I have like a whole little thing here. I think I sent it to you. They were still on it. Now they're gone.
Yeah, this says they've pulled out.
Good for you. Honestly, I was kind of shocked that Bauer and Nike waited so long. I know they're big names, obviously, but damn.
That was the other thing. So in the comments on all this, people were like, it's about damn time. Like, y'all really needed to do this soon.
I know. Like, better late than never.
Right. But like, maybe keep on top of it next time.
Yeah, I know.
So yeah, that's the update on that, which I'm really glad to see that there's still like movement.
Honestly, I'll take a small win any day.
Yeah.
And I know that the girl involved is probably over the fucking moon, at least about this. It's something.
It is. It, like you said, it's a small win.
Small step in the right direction. Still a step.
Hey, but we have new news.
In other news. God, do you want to go ahead and say this one?
Yeah. Lightning have suspended Ian Cole pending an investigation of sexual abuse allegations. So,
and this is a different situation, which is why I was different. And it's different.
You found the tweet. So all of this happened.
So I'll fill in the tea. This happened very, very suddenly. A girl created a Twitter account. There's no pictures of her. There's no other tweets on this account. It's under the name, I believe, Emily Smith,
don't even know if
that's confirmed, if that's her real name. Yeah. She released, like, I think it's like a 3 or 4 paragraph statement claiming that she was sexually assaulted and groomed as a minor by Ian Cole while she was in high school. And it goes into like some pretty solid detail. Like, this is what happened.
Yeah.
Family number, blah, blah, blah. She even brought up that one of his teammates came to her and said that Ian Cole had been bragging about how he had assaulted her to the rest of the team.
Jesus.
And so now there is an investigation going on for Ian Cole. He's been suspended. He made his own statement claiming that he was not involved. This didn't happen. He's going to cooperate, but he's not going to say anything else until it's over.
I have the statement, I guess his,
by him,
or yeah, his he released a statement through his agent.
Yeah.
It said that he completely denies the allegations and will cooperate. He said, I take the allegations made against me today in an anonymous tweet very seriously. I look forward to clearing my name and demonstrating to the NHL and Tampa Bay Lightning that these allegations are unfounded.
Yeah. What's interesting to me, I heard, is that this teammate that she brought up, she kept him anonymous as well, but he came to her and she said that he said specific details about this that only this girl and Ian Cole would know. And that now that there's an investigation, apparently he's aware of it and he's going to cooperate as well. He's going to be pulled into it.
Oh shit.
I don't know who it is. Obviously they're anonymous too, but I'm like, damn.
Damn.
So
heavy.
This happened, I think, the day after we released our last episode. We were both really fucking shocked.
Two days. They announced this on Sunday.
Yeah.
When I saw the article.
It's really fucking crazy.
Oh, you sent me a picture of the whole statement.
I'll send you a picture of his.
Yeah, his whole statement. Yeah,
because that's what I saw on Twitter, and I was like, what the fuck is happening? And then it was only yesterday or 2 days ago that I found the girl's statement on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because I actually had to go search for it. It was not linked anywhere. It was not shared anywhere in any article, nothing. So I had to go look for it.
And then a day after all of that was announced.
Yes.
And then Bakersfield Condors.
The AHL affiliate for the Edmonton Oilers.
Right. They relieved head athletic trainer Chad Drown. Yeah, Mr. Drown, of his duties. Due to charges of serious felony sexual offenses. So.
Yes. And his were, apparently he was arrested in a decoy operation. This was in an article. This is public knowledge now. He was arrested in a decoy operation and he faces 2 felony counts and 1 misdemeanor in an attempt to set up a meeting with a minor with intent to commit a sex act. He faces maximum 8 years in prison.
Jesus. I didn't hear that.
Like, this was literally a, like, set up too. That's what was crazy to me. But like,
whoa.
Damn.
I didn't hear that part. That's crazy. I didn't.
I was looking it up yesterday because I was like, I didn't know what happened, you know, and if we're going to talk about it, we got to know what's up.
Yeah.
It has to be public knowledge.
Oh yeah. All of this is public knowledge. All of this you can find in articles online. And if you want to learn more.
Quick little Google search.
You'll
learn everything you need to know.
But wow. Edmonton, they put out a statement. They said, we're working closely with the Condors management and fully support the decision to relieve him of all of his duties.
Yeah. I'm glad the teams are kind of like acting in accordance. Like, they did fire this trainer after something major. They suspend Ian Cole and they're like, that investigation is going to happen. And thank God he's going to cooperate. And if he didn't, I would hope that the team would make him. Because, like, you're a representation of this team.
Yeah.
You need to act accordingly.
Yeah.
And so now that this came up, I thought it was very, very interesting. Back to Ian Cole, though, just because, like, this girl was saying it took years for her to realize that this was, like, abuse.
Yeah.
She didn't know.
She had no idea.
And now, years later, he had already been in the NHL a few years when this had happened. But now, years later, when she's finally realized it, the fact that she has like the guts this long after to call him on his shit when he's become a more prominent name in the NHL.
That's terrifying.
I don't think I could.
That is speaking
from like experience. I don't think I could.
The whole like victim blaming side of it. Enough is terrifying.
It's so scary.
But then to add on top of it, like his social status.
Yep. His fan following.
His fan following, his connections with like his ability to hire legal teams. Like,
yeah, it's a scary fucking thing. So I just have to give mad props to that girl because I've gone through something similar, and I'm okay saying that. I've gone through something similar, and it was one of those things where, like, I didn't realize it was at first. Yeah. So I was telling, like, someone else, and they're like, oh, shit. And I was like, oh, shit. And I was scared to fucking, you know, deal with it. So that's really fucking scary. I could not imagine, especially going up against someone of his standing.
Yeah. And
fucking damn.
In an organization as well that is.
Yeah.
That doesn't really have a good like history right now at the moment of backing people up when they.
Oh, Lightning doesn't?
No, like
like hockey.
Sports, yeah. Like,
oh, got it.
Right now.
Got it.
There's a lot of allegations and things that are coming to light that you realize years ago were swept under the rug. That now it all has to be cleaned out. That it's like, okay, right now at the moment, like sports as a whole does not have a good, just, you know.
Yeah.
There's other things as well that don't have this good history, but sports as a whole right now does not have a good history with dealing with allegations like this.
Dealing with it. So that's why also I'm very like impressed by how they're approaching the Ian Cole situation. Like, yes, he has been suspended. There's an investigation. He's cooperating. Hearing that this other teammate, whoever they are, is going to cooperate as well. Like, I was like, okay, good. That's a good way to handle it.
Exactly.
Not immediate. Like, of course he did make his own statement, but he's allowed to.
Oh yeah.
He's deny it or whatever. He's allowed to. It's like free speech. You know, it is what it is.
Innocent until proven guilty. I will say like, there is something that I feel like as a society, we've grown really comfortable with doing. And it's like
cancel culture.
Yeah, this whole cancel culture and like everyone has to be held accountable for every single wrongdoing that they are alleged of doing. It's like, okay, hold on. Whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty? I'm not saying that this victim is
not lying. No, that's not what we're saying.
I'm fully backing this victim and she has my full support.
Because like, should it actually be true? That's fucking ridiculous. And it's fucked up and it's scary to go through.
But there is like a whole. But
there is another side. There is another person involved. Right. You know, he does get to say his piece, whether it disagrees or it agrees. Now is the time to figure it out.
Innocent until proven guilty. I feel like
that's okay.
I feel like as a society, we've kind of forgotten that a little.
Oh yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah, we have.
But people do need to be held accountable for their actions. Like there are consequences to the mistakes that you make. So that's just kind of the world that we're living in now. And we said last week, it pains me to see that there are still like people, like there are still these stories coming to light and there are still people that are stepping forward because I wish that it had never happened in the first place.
I feel like I can speak for all of us when we say I wish this didn't happen in the world. I feel like a lot of people fucking wish this didn't happen in the world.
And
the sad thing is that this is our reality.
Right. But the fact that people are stepping forward and saying like, no, this happened to me and it was wrong and I demand justice.
Yeah.
I give mad props to them.
That's fucking impressive. That
takes hella guts.
I couldn't do it. I know for a fact I could not do it.
That takes some major strength.
It was a regular ass dude. I couldn't do that. A fucking NHL player, a Hockey Canada, like board of director. I couldn't do it. Like
it's an entire organization,
no matter who it is. And now give them a position of power, a fan following, a public, like public platform, I guess I would say.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's just, they have my full support.
Yeah, of course. So there's anything on that front. I think you know by now, we'll keep you updated.
Yeah, definitely. Let's move on.
This is something very important to us. You know what else is important?
Let's end on a light note.
I know. So you know what else is important? Nick Hague.
Nick Hague. One of my favorite players.
I know. So I told you we're going to end on a happier note. Nick Hague, AKA the giraffe.
His poster is right there.
No, I love him. I love him. He's such a cutie.
He's back with the Golden Knights for three years. $6.88 million is
his. Boy secured the bag.
Contract extension. We love to see it. Okay, I was really pissed. So Avery texted me one day. She sent me a screenshot of a tweet that was like, Nick Hague will be with the OHL.
He was skating with the OHL the day after this tweet was sent.
Yeah.
Just to like skate with another team, because technically he's like a free agent this summer. So he could, if you wanted to. So he did, but it was with the OHL. And now neither of us really knew what that meant, if he was coming back or not. Because the last I heard is that they were getting close to a deal, the Golden Knights and Nick Hague, to keeping him. And I think, honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, I was like, maybe that was a power move on Nick Hague's part. Be like, make him sweat a little bit.
Honestly.
Right? I'm going to go skate with the OHL. You guys figure out how much money you want to give me.
I'm going to go do my thing.
Y'all get it together.
Y'all figure it out. I'll be over here. I'll be over here practicing my
energy. That was Nick Hague's energy this whole time. And I'm so proud of him.
Yeah.
Because for someone who's our age, handled his negotiations like a fucking champ.
Yeah.
Like knows what he's worth, knows what his contract should be worth. Pulled out this long.
Yeah.
He had signed like a few days ago.
This literally just happened.
This week before our regular season game, the Golden Knights regular season game. And I don't even know if he played yesterday, actually. I don't know either.
I tried to look that up.
Sure. Yeah. But to hold out as long as he did because he knows what he's worth and he knows what his contract should be and he knows he's talented. Fucking amazing.
Well, and to just know that, like, listen, Golden Knights had a rough season last year.
And there's no beating around it.
There's no beating around the bush. And they lost quite a few players with the trades and over the summer. Like, we don't have the same roster that we started with. Let's just
not us. Golden Knights. Anyways, but yes, Golden Knights do not have the same roster that we had before. There was a lot of changes made, and it was a lot that could be very, very scary if handled wrong.
Well, and it just hasn't gone their way. And, you know, it just a lot, all the roster changes, it just hasn't gone their way, especially with how last season went.
Yeah.
So to lose a really good defenseman like Nick Hague, who's so young and like has a whole career like ahead of him, was not a good move. And the fact that then for Vegas to like pull up their bootstraps and say, okay, yep, we need you, kid. Like, get out there.
Yeah, it's true. And it'd take a long time. But also, if I heard someone say the day before, they're like, if this drags on before December, we'd only be in trouble. The team would only be in trouble if he did not sign by December 1st or December 2nd. And that's when I was like, could we really go without Nick Hague for this long?
For that long? No. Golden Knights could not go without
him. Like, I can't go without seeing a picture of this guy for like a week. Come on.
For one thing, I will say last season was not his strongest. I feel like his first season with Golden Knights, like he was hitting harder. He was skating faster. Last season, I feel like he got a little confident
comfortable.
And I feel like this was also good on Golden Knights to make him sweat because it's like, hey, like, We need you, but also like we need you to step it up.
Yeah,
like, we need you back in the way that you like.
Yeah, and that's why I think it took so long, because I think it sounded like Golden Knights wanted to lowball him.
Yeah,
like, all right, I think we both know I'm better than that. How it was, and it was a solid back and forth for like ages, but it's finally settled and he's back.
I'm very happy about that.
I sent her the screenshot. I was like, the giraffe's back, and she was like, yeah.
Who literally was like, thank God. Because especially after losing patches and losing all that, like Golden Knights just really needed at least a win in their roster. Oh,
the sad thing was, is that like once Coughlin was traded with Pacioretty and we didn't like Hague wasn't signed yet. I was like, oh my God, the roommates are breaking up. Oh my God. And now, now Nick Hague is still in Vegas, but Coughlin is gone. Glass is in Nashville. Like, there's no more roommates. But the cutest thing ever is having Coughlin and Glass both share the announcement from VGK.
White Cloud too did.
White Cloud too. They were all so fucking excited. I'm like, that's how you know they're still besties.
Yeah.
Love it.
I was really happy to see that. And I'm sure all of them were happy for Nick Hague. And I'm sure, oh, could you imagine for a second the group chat between them?
He's after, like, I'm back, bitch.
No, after Cody Glass's fight.
Oh my God.
Let's just think about that for a second. Because I bet you
anything. Okay, just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Being like, Glass, Cody.
Honey, take your gloves off.
Honey, drop the gloves.
Hey, girl, take the gloves off. And you know, Hague would be the one to critique, like in a joking way, yeah. But Coughlin would be the one to be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, he'd be the roasting one.
Yeah.
You know? That's the energy I'm getting.
I need the screenshots of that conversation because I beg you to funny one.
I know. I love it.
Glad we ended on a happier note.
Yes, but also NHL 23.
Oh, yeah. Chell.
Chell.
Chell?
Chell?
Bro, that commercial, the amount of comments, people posting that commercial announcing, you know, they were announcing NHL 23, obviously.
With other people involved in it, of course.
Yeah, so many people, but Trevor.
Plus, they're lovely two cover girls. Yeah. Trevor fucking Zegras.
Love it.
Trevor Zegras is officially a cover girl.
I thought it was cute. A lot of people in the comments got the reference to Mighty Ducks, which was adorable.
Yeah, of course. And because he's on the Ducks.
Exactly. So
why are people like, people are so dumb.
A lot of people got it. Some people didn't. I'll say that. Some people thought that it was a really dumb commercial.
Generation gap.
Like it.
The generation gap.
I saw one comment that was like, why are there so many girls? I want to see the men. I was like, shut up. It was some kid. I was like, dude.
It was a kid?
A child. Yeah. You're like, what's a little
Sarah lady? Nurse does not have time for this shit.
Yeah. I was like,
Hillary Knight does not have time for this shit.
I almost commented back, get Hillary Knight's name out of your mouth.
Yes.
Don't disrespect so Hillary Knight in this house. Thank you.
Honestly. I fucking love Hillary Knight and Sarah Nurse, but the fact that they threw Hillary Knight in that commercial too, I was like,
oh, there was another comment that was like, thank God you guys didn't put Bissonette on skates and that on roller skates and that. And I was like, honestly, I kind of wish they had.
He would die. Like he would just.
I thought that was funny. I thought it was a really funny commercial.
The funniest part is Trevor Zegras yelling Chell with like his entire fucking body.
His whole body.
Chell? Hillary, Chell, like everyone else. And then Zegras came from like down here. It's like,
like, whoa, my guy.
Boy was shaking. You heard him go low and then come out.
Woman shook the house with that one. Like, relax.
Also, who gave him like the little short inseam with the shorts? Why are we with the Lulu shorts? They're not Lulus, but you know the style.
Yeah.
I get it. He's like our age, but.
Who dressed him?
Who dressed
that? Who did that?
I love the thighs, but also Chell.
Yeah, homie yelled it. Like deep within his bowels, yelled. It's like, bro.
Like, I think I watched it 4 times in a row just for that. Like I'd hear that, restart it. Chell.
Yeah. It was hey, so grody. Chell? No, like,
I'm oh like you're not big enough to yell like that. No offense.
That was like a chihuahua barking at you. Like,
yeah.
Like, what? It's like alarming, but it's also like, know your size. It was funny.
Remember.
Yeah.
I wonder what Torts would have to say about that commercial.
Oh my God. I thought, yeah, that was a super funny commercial, but a note to end on.
Honestly, Chell.
Yeah. We're going to probably overuse saying Chell.
I'm gonna say Chell all the fucking time. I'm gonna try and get the game. So neither of us have like a game console.
Nope. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I have no idea what console I have downstairs. I know I have a Wii.
I have a Wii, but I don't think you can play Chell on a Wii.
I wish. How fun would that be?
Can you imagine just fucking like
with the Wii remote? I throw it into the TV. I'm like, damn it.
Chris would throw it into the TV. Can you imagine? He'd be the one to be like, I don't need the little wrist strap thing and just fucking like send it full on into the TV screen.
Wilson, yeah, he would.
He still would.
And we know it too.
Oh, we all know it. It's great. But yeah, neither of us have a game console. My brother has an Xbox, but also I don't like use it.
But yeah,
I'm like, I'm gonna try and find a used one because I have room for it, but I'm just like, I want to play Chell.
I want to play Chell.
We can have like a girls Chell night.
Oh man. That would be
Pink Whitney and Chell. Yeah.
Gaming
instead of chill, it's Chell.
I know. I kept the thing I kept seeing comments on was Netflix and Chell or something. I was like, yeah.
Oh my god, amazing. Literally, that's it. I love it.
No, I was like, that doesn't work, but
it doesn't work because they're both streaming,
yeah,
in somewhere like shape or form, you know.
Yeah,
but that's so funny.
What an interesting week. Hockey's back.
It has been the longest fucking week ever.
Chell is back. I love it. Happy to see it.
You guys, you all know you'll be hearing whenever one of us gets Chell. It's gonna happen at some point.
Oh yeah. It's going to happen.
You can't not get it.
And you'll be hearing more about the upcoming games. I'm excited for tomorrow's games. It's going to be so good.
It's going to be so fun. Oh my gosh, tomorrow, because we're going.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is yesterday we were talking about it and I thought it was today.
No.
My entire week has been like missing a day. I've just been so out of it. It's crazy.
So tomorrow you'll see, well, this comes out Friday, so.
You'll see on our Instagram and stuff, or we'll make like a highlight. I don't know.
You'll have seen on our Instagram that we are going to the opening night of Golden Knights at home.
It's going to be so sick.
It's going to be very exciting. And then I get to surprise Avery at her place of work. I'm not telling her which day I'm going.
Oh, you're not?
No.
You know what's funny? That you're 1000% going to make fun of my uniform.
Oh, I've already seen it on your picture. And it's cute.
Isn't it awesome?
I think it's adorable.
Someone already made fun of it. That's why I was like, okay. But also, I'm like, it's awesome.
I think they're so cute.
I can't tell you what it looks like. You guys, should we end up taking a picture, we're going to have to block out logos and all that, which is, you know, part of it. But yeah.
So I will be running a surprise social media find me at the game kind of thing at some point this weekend, because your team that you are working with starts on Friday
and Friday, also play on Saturday, and then I'm off until Wednesday
work,
and then Thursday I'm going to New York.
So this week is full of hockey for us. I am very excited.
I've already had 2 work days so far.
Yeah.
Already it took the fucking wind out of me. I was like, this, it's more exhausting than you think.
I know.
You know, it's fun.
I remember, and this is a little bit unrelated, like a little bit different, but also kind of related, is when I was running merch at T-Mobile. Uh-huh. Holy shit. And by running merch, I mean, quite literally, I was walking around the arena running the merch. Like I was selling merch, walking around. It was exhausting. My feet were killing me. Smile plastered to my face.
Yeah, dude.
I felt, when I went home, I literally.
You're in pain and you're exhausted.
It was after my job at T-Mobile that I had to get my wisdom teeth removed, because that's when I noticed that my wisdom teeth were causing me pain.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I don't have wisdom teeth, but honestly, fair.
Literally was in so much pain when I would go home from those. And some days I was working like the whole weekend. So I'd be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'd be smiling the whole time. By Monday, I was like crying. I was like, I need to get this out of my body.
It's so real. And like what happened this week is our first work day was Sunday. Mm-hmm. And we were, it was maybe like a 6.5 hour day.
Yeah.
Those are how long my work days are now.
But you're running,
you're nonstop moving.
Yeah.
You're
smiling, hyping people up.
And I'm running upstairs a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of stairs.
Up and downstairs.
I'm gonna be in sick ass shape after this. But so that was that. It was like an afternoon one. It was that, but then I had a work event Monday morning at 7 a.m. 8 a.m. Yeah. They moved it to 8 a.m. But so It's a lot. And I went home and I slept like nobody's fucking business that night.
You're going to be busy, but you're going to have fun, which is good.
Like, oh yeah.
All of it, you know, is fun at least. Mm-hmm. Like there's not going to be a bad
It's going to be sick.
Yeah.
So
yay.
We're about to get real busy up in here.
Happy hockey season, everyone. All right. Well, on that note, see you
next time. I have to go to my other job.
On that note, I have to go feed a dog. So
we're doing great. Can you tell?
Yes.
Well, we're such grown-ups this season.
Yes.
Wow.
Make sure to follow us on social media. That would be Instagram, Twitter, TikTok.
Yes. We are at @_hockeygirls. This podcast also, we are available on Spotify, Apple Music, but we are now also on Amazon Music and Audible.
Woo! As an Audible girly myself, I'm so excited.
I know you really are. I gave up Audible so fast and she was like, bitch, just log in. I was like, ooh, okay.
I have 177 books and like things in my Audible library.
She's crazy. And now our podcast is going to be in there.
175.
It's sick. They reached out to me yesterday and they were like, so you have a podcast? I was like, yes. And they're like, you want it on here? I was like, sure.
Yes. So that is all very exciting. Make sure to subscribe, like, rate us.
Please rate us.
We love the support and you'll be seeing more from us, hearing more from us.
Yes. And as a reminder, this podcast is not and never will be affiliated with any AHL or NHL organization.
OHL, none of it. No organization affiliation.
Nothing. Nada.
Well, see you guys next week.
Bye.